I invite you to imagine a Sunday morning in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pews filled by hundreds in a Pentecostal church, and one man standing at his pulpit preaching about universal reconciliation, about a possible God who graces all with love and acceptance. And the hundreds who fill the pews, shocked. Some shaken to the core, but a few intrigued, relieved. The man at the pulpit is Bishop Carlton Pearson. He grew up in the Pentecostal faith and eventually became the pastor of the Higher Dimensions Evangelistic Center. But once he began to preach these radical ideas of all souls being saved in a sense, of no hell in the afterlife, he was eventually declared a heretic by his peers in 2004. But now, he splits his time ministering to a New Thought congregation in Chicago and the All Souls Unitarian Church in Tulsa. He is one of many affiliated with Unitarian Universalism who has preached about various versions of an ultimately similar idea. That maybe there is no hell. Maybe people are more good than they are damned. Maybe God, if one believes in them, recognizes this, the sacredness in everyone, and no one will eventually be brought to eternal torture for their supposed sins and unholiness. It was a radical message, and it still is in many ways, to say that every single person is worthy of love. No exceptions, no caveats, no higher power you have to check in with first. That no one needs to be saved from eternal damnation. That there is none to save people from, except the kinds we create right here. As people of Unitarian Universalism, we have interpreted this radical message into justice work. Many of our faith movement have committed themselves to witnessing those places where versions of hell have been created right here and working to eradicate them. During World War II, the Unitarian Service Committee worked to help people escape Nazi persecution. The UUA is the first large denomination to have a majority of women ministers and the first denomination to marry LGBTQ+ couples. For many, many years, UUs have crafted actions of immediate witness and statements of conscience about vital human rights issues. We have shown up in the world in protest and resistance and resilience throughout history. And we continue to. Dr. Cornel West, former professor of philosophy at Union Theological Seminary, said, "Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public." This type of justice is exactly what has fueled the liberation work of Unitarian Universalism for years. It lives in our principles. In our long-standing collective belief that every person is worthy of love and should be treated as such. And alongside our good work and our good values, we have fallen short. We are people of a faith movement founded by those with a lot of privilege and a lot of whiteness. There are many ways our faith has left people behind, has adapted some of these oppressive structures of outer society and caused harm. There are ways in which we have not lived into our own radical messages within our own walls. I remember one of the first moments I was confronted with this. I went to a week-long program called Summer Seminary in July of 2018. We learned about what it's like to be a UU religious professional, and we dug deeper into our faith as a whole. During one session that week, The focus was on UU history, but more specifically, what in our UU history we've tried to hide. I remember learning about the historical lack of support for UU religious professionals of color. I remember learning about previous UU assimilation camps for Native American students. I remember realizing that though we have abundant goodness in our values, we also are not immune to the practices and culture of white supremacy and oppressive behaviors within our faith. After that session, I certainly looked differently at Unitarian Universalism, and I looked differently at my place within it as a person of privilege. I realized the dissonance present where our values and principles do not align with our behavior. This radical vision of justice, which clashes with cultures of oppression. Truly living the kind of justice we say we believe in requires a lot of work from us as a faith. It's a kind of work that for many of us requires unpacking our privilege, getting more comfortable with our discomfort, acknowledging and striving to end the ways we contribute to harmful behaviors and practices. At this past year's General Assembly, which is an annual gathering of UUs from all over to do business, worship, workshop, and build community together, the theme was the power of we. We spent the week asking, trying to answer the question of who is this we exactly? Because of the many ways Unitarian Universalism's radical visions and belief have not actually included people of color, trans people, disabled people, many were rightfully skeptical. Who is the we really? How can we expand it? In the words of Reverend Marta I. Valentin, who delivered the sermon during the closing worship that week, it is time to throw out our exceptional identity and humble ourselves. We are not all that, even as Eboo Patel lauded all the good we've done in the world. We have always done good in the world. It is in our DNA. The question is, are we ready to be better for our own people? She continues, because the world includes every person in our faith, many of whom have been microaggressed right out the door. It is the silent, revolving door that many do not want to acknowledge aloud. It is time to ask ourselves, who are we really? Which Unitarian Universalism are we taking into our future? She continues, if we have no intention of taking it to the equal opportunity promised land, then let's just acknowledge that. Or let's Marie Kondo our unfaithful practices and release what no longer serves us and make room for what will. She asks, tell me, how can we save the world if we cannot save ourselves? Right now, and for quite some time, there has been a call from those who Unitarian Universalism has left behind, has failed, to do anti-racist, anti-oppressive work within our faith. And if we cannot realize the vitality of this call, are we fully living into our Unitarian Universalist values? The inherent worth and dignity in every person, justice and compassion in human relations, a goal of world community. It is easy enough to only live into our principles on a surface level, to pull up an extra chair when there aren't any, but to look away when a person of color is being excluded, mistreated. It is harder to actually live into our principles in ways that no longer perpetuate harmful and oppressive practices. To pull up that extra chair and stare the injustice around us straight in the face and dare to do something about it. It's hard work. It's good and vital work, and it's happening all around us. And it is in this good, hard, important work that we remember that our inherent worth and dignity does not mean our inherent perfection. We can and will make mistakes. I have made and will make mistakes. I've been preoccupied with saying just the right thing at all times, or been wrapped up in my own comfort, or hesitated too much because I didn't want to mess up, that I forget we're all in this together. Sometimes I have to take a step back and remember that justice work is beyond just the impact I make, the mistakes I might make, the visions I alone have. It is about committing myself to communities which value expansive visions of a better world, which hold me when I need to rest, which challenge me to resist and do good and be courageous. And in those communities, the work is about practicing compassionate accountability for when we mess up and fall short. It is about recognizing our ties to each other, seeing our interdependence as fuel for the fire of justice we can create, because we love each other. We care for one another. We want to see our people finally free. Because of the many in our faith who have come together in all their imperfect goodness and committed themselves to disrupting white supremacy and oppressive structures in our faith, centering marginalized people, and building justice-fueled spaces, what Unitarian Universalism should and can be is unfolding before us. A liberating, ever-expansive community that truly belongs to and accepts those who choose to come along for the ride. There's a phrase coined by Reverend Joanna Fontaine Crawford. She says, "Love the hell out of this world." When asked at the Live Oak Unitarian Universalist Church what she would bring to their community when she began her ministry there, she said she would bring that, her mission, to love the hell out of this world. Our Unitarian Universalist ancestors would be proud of the work we've done in answering the call to love this world fiercely and boundlessly, to love the hell out of it so that more and more may reap its full wonders and goodness. Let us make our current people proud, too, by loving each other a little more fiercely and boundlessly. Let's make the future of our faith proud. Precious people we can't yet imagine will inherit this faith, its goodness, and its failures. Let's make sure we are fully living our values in the walls of our own UU communities to ensure that we have a vibrant future of this faith. If we commit to loving each other with more justice, we are much more equipped to show up in the world as a whole faith movement that will fight for a better world for all. And in a time when these systems we live in have and will continue to fail us and our tired spirits, we need that better world. We need that fight. And this is when we remember each other and what can happen when greed, fear, injustice, indifference is met with community. Community that truly and accountably lives justice and loves its people. We will not be perfect in our love for each other. What matters is that we just try, that we look outside of ourselves and our privilege to really see the people we are in community with, to see their struggles and their voices and their stories, to look beyond our own places to see who is being denied of theirs. What matters is that we keep stepping out a little further to live a little more justice every day. What matters is that we continue to disrupt the hells of this world where we see them, and that we together craft resilient spaces for our own kind of heavens to grow and be uncovered. Not ones with flying angels or magical harps or perfection, but ones that reflect the kind of world we dream about, where people know just how worthy of love they are because they are truly shown it. Let us put the trust in ourselves and in each other. Let's keep showing up to do good, hard work in the name of our love for this faith. Let's keep crafting our own kinds of heaven through community. And let's love the hell out of this world and each other every day. Blessed be, may it be so, and amen.